Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can go to hell.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen at Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Who doubted that unicorns granted wishes? That was you, Frog.
Yeah, that'll be me. That'll be me. Right. Is that a thing they do for sure?
So I've checked in with an expert.
All right,
my daughter.
Yes,
Sophia Tobin.
Trust her.
So I just asked her, true or false, unicorns grant wishes?
Yeah. Okay.
She goes true. Mm. Then duh.
What?
Then goes, why else would they have horns, stupid?
Whoa! Is that what it's for? No. That is...
Wow.
Hold on.
Lash it out.
No, I did see something. I did a little bit of research. And it's not only... Okay, yes, they...
Why? You have the only internet that doesn't work.
No, it's just... I don't believe this. I didn't want to believe it.
No, but I just said so. Thanks, I thought so. Why did you need to know this? And then I said they grant wishes and no one believed me. Uh-huh. She goes, tisk, 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 tisk. What idiotic behavior.
Okay, a little much. A little.
Is she familiar with our show?
A little critical.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know.
It grants wishes to the fair of heart. So not everyone gets wishes. I don't know if you get wishes, Tobin.
You don't think I'm fair of heart?
No, I don't
they
know.
Call me fair heart Tobes.
No, I don't think so.
Dude. No, they don't.
No, they do. What do you mean?
I don't think so, man. Well, okay, that's good.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Did that possum think you were...
He was threatening me.
He was hissing at him.
Possums aren't threatening.
No, they don't have rabies.
I didn't know that at the time.
But they threaten.
I thought they had rabies. Mm. I didn't know they were non-rabonious animals. Dade South says Sophia treats unicorn questions like Leroy treats, like Tobin treats Leroy's hockey question.
Yes,
man. I don't know. She gave me a pretty definitive answer.
Yeah, I didn't know that I was supposed to know this. It makes more sense as to why people like them. I was just like a horse with a horn, overrated.
I always thought that's why people caught unicorns was so they could get their wishes.
Mm. Do you know there's a unicorn scary movie that is out now? It's like a killer unicorn.
I could see it. Mm. I could see it. Mm. Stanley Cup Final resumes tonight in Sunrise. Game 3 between the Panthers and Oilers. Puck drops at 8 o'clock. You can hear that game right here on 560. NBA Finals yesterday. I haven't mentioned that the OKC Thunder, they made easy work of the Pacers. Not a surprise. Yep. Yeah. 123-107. SGA, 34 points. Hmm. And that series is now even at one apiece.
I saw a question on this morning on ESPN. Let me see if you know it. SGA has scored 25 points or more in 83 games this year. Who was the last person to do it?
83 games. Right, so the guy obviously had to go far in the playoffs.
Yep.
LeBron James.
Tobin?
I said go KD, but I feel like being on that Warriors team, that wouldn't happen that many times because it was too good. True. 83. I'm going to go D-Wade.
D-Wade. Oh, that's good.
D-Wade wasn't even close.
Oh.
Most recent was KD.
Wow.
In Oklahoma City.
Look at that.
Oh, I had the wrong KD. Yeah, he did go.
Yeah,
to the...
you had Warriors KD. Mm. If at that point, if I had given you the team, you would have got it right away.
Yeah, I mean the last time
a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
It's over 10 years. That's a long time ago.
Last time someone had to be that good on a team that brought them to the finals almost single handedly.
He didn't really have to be that good. He just needed Martin not to be terrible.
I mean, he was. I mean that. I mean, he's obviously been awesome always and still is very good at scoring, but like that's Slim Reaper at his apex in OKC, yeah. going to Golden State before the Achilles injury. Hmm. I mean, you're right there with the most unstoppable people ever.
Yeah.
So good. But yeah, SGA, just doing the damn thing, dude. The Marlins, they fell to the Rays, 6 out of 7 for the Fish. Hurricanes, they fell to Louisville 3-2 in the Super Regional. Yeah, they fall shy of the College World Series.
Tough. Had a whole bunch of Canes on base. I think at times they were pressing too much because they were swinging at some bad pitches. Oh, my goodness.
Some news that hits our heart.
What's up?
Miami Hurricanes strength and conditioning coach Aaron Feld has stepped away from the program.
Wow. Yeah. I mean,
citing personal reasons.
Personal reasons.
Estron!
Juicy.
A symbol!
Wow!
Is that what we think it is?
Can I just tell you, when you first moved down to Florida, right? When I first moved down to Florida, spend a couple of weekends just staying on the beach, enjoying the sights across the street, thinking to myself, I could really live here. So I can imagine when people come into town, when they come from other places or cold places, and they come down here in the sun and then go to the beach.
Juicy. So,
that is right. That is right.
Said, thank you, University of Miami and the Hurricane football program for a great run. I have nothing but love and respect for this football team. It was a tough decision I have to make, but ultimately, the choice was clear. At the end of the day, my wife and kids deserve more from me than my circumstances allowed, so the only course of action was to change my circumstances. Failing as a husband and father will never be an option. Developing a world-class performance team at the U will always be a great highlight of my career. I am leaving the Canes football program in extremely capable hands. I have no doubt they will continue to lead the profession and have great success. To the players, I love you guys. Serving you every day has made me a better husband, father, and coach. For that, I will never be able to thank you enough. Remember, no individual is more important than the team. Stick together. Finish what you started. Who is the team? You are. The best is ahead. He also followed it up the next day with what an overwhelmingly positive response to the news yesterday. I've not had time to respond to everyone who has reached out, but I promise I'll get to each and every one of you as time allows. Truly honored and humbled by all the love and support on behalf of the whole family. Thank you all. Hashtag the best is ahead. There you go.
Hashtag. Will... Yeah. No, it's not. You leaving the best.
Hashtag. Hashtag will miss your mustache.
Yeah.
Flex Friday!
Oh, he was flexing.
Too much tootsies.
We don't know that, dude.
Got caught up.
Don't say that.
Got caught up.
That's irresponsible.
Sure it is.
Seen it.
That's what we do.
Booby trap on the river. Claims another victim.
It's quite different. Astron quite different in the woods of Oregon than it is down here.
Very interesting. After Memorial Day weekend, this comes out, huh?
Yetitron. Over there, you look for Yetis. Here, the Yeti will find you.
Just Yeti coolers. yep. on a topless boat.
Yep.
Back to Oregon.
With cheeks sitting on it to protect him.
Didn't he used to tell us that he wakes up his wife every day and just goes, today's going to be an awesome day. Juicy.
Maybe that was it. Maybe
Cafecito.
She's tired of the early morning wake-ups.
I don't know.
Had enough.
I don't know.
I mean...
Well, we wish Coach Feld all the best, and you know, we'll see who holds back Mario Cristobal this year.
His next coaching job is going to be like at Middle Tennessee State.
Maybe
he ain't going to be near no big bodies of water.
Nope. UFC with 316, Merab Dvalishvili submitted Sugar Sean O'Malley in the third round.
Dvalishvili. Oof. He's good.
The machine.
Yeah.
Kicked
his ass.
Can you explain to me what the hell happened in boxing?
Oh.
With Keyshawn Friday. Davis?
Oh.
Yeah.
So Keyshawn Davis, I believe, was scheduled to defend his 135-pound championship in Virginia, and he missed weight by nearly 5 pounds. And... then you can go into negotiations of like, hey, how much of the purse? Do you want to keep the fight going? But it is a thing that is negotiated between the fighters and the commission. The commission can just say, we're not letting you fight. So this was supposed to be like a big fight because he had just won the title and he was fighting in his hometown and it's going to be a big show. And they think Keyshawn can be like a really, you know, they think that he has a bright future ahead of him. And he just basically gave double middle fingers to the scale. And they say, like, intentionally tried to, you know, just win the fight. We kind of saw, like, Ryan Garcia tried to do. But right. The difference with Ryan Garcia, when Ryan Garcia did it to Devin Haney, he wasn't the champion, so he really didn't have anything to lose other than money. And Devin Haney was like, I don't care. Now, it was a calculated risk. But this time around, they just said, no, the fight's off. And instead, he didn't get paid. I believe they had to refund everybody who requested it at the building because he was the attraction. And then something else happened. I kind of got lost. I had a crazy Saturday, but something kind of got lost. And like, I think his brother was on the card also. And he like got into an altercation in the back or something like that. But yeah, it was a bad weekend for him. It was a bad weekend for him, for a guy that everybody thinks is going to be a pretty bright... I got to be honest with you. Boxing's had a rough go of it lately. Boxing has had a rough go of it lately with...
It's the only sport where you know a fight's coming, but you're still on pins and needles the Friday before the fight as they try to make weight.
You're really not, though. Like, it's a pretty... That was like kind of a newfound thing. Like, it happens. Like, guys end up, they get sick of, they win a belt and then they get sick of making that weight. And it's not like UFC where it's a 10-pound difference between weight classes. You're like, you know what? I'd rather fight at 140 than 135 and be a champion. You're like, I got the championship, I move on. So there's a lot of gimmicking like that. But I'm just saying, like, as far as Haney, Teofimo Lopez, Gervonta Davis, Keyshawn, all these guys who like are supposed to be on these great up and coming trajectories, I think they're all just falling flat, having flat performances, conservative performances, or they suffer devastating losses. And then it's like, oh, do we trust Ryan Garcia to carry the honor of the sport? Obviously not. He's a crazy person. He puts up a big stinker. So that kind of young generation is just going through it right now. Like, nobody's really breaking through as far as like, hey, who's going to carry this sport? You would have thought probably Tank Davis. He just probably should have lost to Roach. They ended up fighting to a draw. They're going to rematch. But anyway, that's kind of your story on that, of what happened. But Merab was awesome this weekend.
Yeah.
He kicked Sean O'Malley's ass.
Is that a Sugar Sean train kind of over? Is that done?
I don't want to say it's over because he's young, but he's in that tough spot. When you lose twice to a champion, you're kind of in that no man's land. And the thing is, it's like Merab's not going anywhere. He's like, yeah. I don't think Merab is, and he's 5'4", so I don't think he has any I don't think he has any illusions of going up to 145 or anything like that. Sean O'Malley probably will.
Yeah.
He'll probably go up. I bet that's the next move. It's like probably, he goes to 145 just to try and see if he can get some kind of a fight. But, dude, he got a – he looked like deer in headlights, right? Like,
yeah.
Marab's just so good at taking you down. He did better on defense, but then that opens up the striking. And it's like now Marab's hitting you with – hooks all the time, and you just don't have an answer for him. And he just didn't have an answer for him. And he ended up getting choked out.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
Kayla Harrison won, too. She beat Juliana Peña. Now she's going to fight Amanda Nunes, which I'm excited about.
Ooh, Amanda Nunes.
Amanda Nunes is coming out of retirement.
That's fun.
That's exciting.
Is this fight, like, really worthy of her coming out, or is she just kind of bored?
No, I think it's worth coming out.
Oh,
I think it's worth coming out. I think it's worth coming out. And there's a good story behind it, too, because basically Kayla Harrison, she's a two-time Olympic gold medalist in judo, won the PFL multiple times, the million-dollar PFL tournaments multiple times. And then, you know, basically just was like, all right, PFL kind of get to this point where they're like, all right, what do we do here? You know, like they're just kind of on... They're kind of on shaky legs.
Ah.
So she ends up making her move to the UFC. But part of the backstory is Amanda used to train at American Top Team in Coconut Creek for the longest, and she had all the same weight classes. Now, Amanda fought in lower weight classes than Kayla did because Kayla was like a 155, 145, and Amanda was a 135 to 145.
Damn.
But Amanda's like, hey, what is this? Like, you guys are, I'm the queen. You're training this behemoth up here. So Amanda basically told him, peace out. I'm going to train on my own.
Ooh, because
built her own gym. And basically because of Kayla. And so, you know, now it's kind of got the backstory of, hey, like, I, you know, we have this past. This is the drama. Doesn't seem too hostile, but it's kind of just like Amanda kind of took it like, oh, I see what it is, you know? And so they're going to fight. Should be a good one.
Okay. I've heard Ronda Rousey comparisons, but then I've heard someone say, don't compare her to Ronda Rousey. Kayla Harrison, any similarities or no?
There's similarities. They both come from the same sport, but she was actually more successful in Olympics than Ronda was at judo.
Oh, nice.
I don't think she's got the hype that Ronda did at the absolute apex because Ronda was like dicing everybody up in a round, and her run was really, really crazy. And then I got to be honest with you, watching Kayla fight a bunch, I still think Amanda's going to kick her ass. I really do. I think Amanda's striking's too good. I think she's too fast.
She's been out of it for a while, though, right?
Not that a while, like a year. Like I just, I think she's just gonna like, I don't know, man. Nobody seems like when Amanda Nunes is focused and really gives a bleep, nobody touches her. Like nobody comes close.
It was Peña who did end up beating her, right?
She beat her. She beat her, and then we all were like, what the hell was that from Amanda Nunes?
For sure, for sure.
Because it was the weirdest fight. Like, she, like, got jabbed and, like, fell down. And it was almost like she didn't want to be in there.
Yeah.
And then she came back in the rematch and, boof. It was bad.
Yeah.
I think it's weird how, and this happens, and I try to explain this. Sometimes you can't explain why you ain't got it on that day. Right?
Yeah.
You go through all the training, you feel good, and something's just not working. Sometimes even you'll know what to do, your body can't do it. It's a weird thing, but that's kind of what sports is. Like, you're hoping for a lot of things to go right for you to be able to be successful. And one is your ability to go out to perform at the level in which you can perform at. And if it doesn't work out, you can live with that. But in so many of these cases, like, the game starts off or the fight starts off and you can't get out of the funk. So it happens.
We'll take a break here on the show. Dolphins starting up minicamp. Some drama surrounding that. We'll get into that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
DeMesmin and Dover. Only gonna need. DeMesmin and Dover. One big happy family.
It's missing.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's 3 years? It just sounds like that extra year is a little too much.
Yeah. 3? Is it 3?
It's 3.
I don't know,
listen,
man.
Listen to it. All right. I'm looking outside right now, folks. Mm. It is partly cloudy. Clouds must be heavy as hell because they're hardly moving. Mm. But I'm going to guess. Not looks like they're coming out of the west. But they're almost like sitting right over us. So I'm going to say it's... The winds are like 5 to 10 miles an hour. And I'm going to say right now it's about 90 degrees. Always this time of year, I don't have to say it enough. Mm. Straight shower in the evening. It's that time of year. Rain season. So just prepare for it.
How do you do, Froggy?
It is 91 degrees as of right now. He is right. It is already a scorcher. Mostly sunny as of right now with winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour out of the southeast. 21% chance of rain, and you can expect that every day at least. Sunset, 8:12 p.m.
JFix says, no, it's 3. He just does it wrong.
I'm sorry all of a sudden your school of rock.
Yeah. No, it didn't sound right. Yeah.
Maybe we should just give me the commercial and I could just hear it. Maybe we could just do that later on. Somebody goes on there and they say, who's banging the drum tonight?
Ooh.
Hopefully no Finns player or staff. Agreed. Mm. Keep the Dolphins the hell away from it.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know who that. Do we have any inkling on who's getting the drum tonight? Any idea on who's getting the drum tonight? I would prefer them to stay away from the Dolphins unless it was Marino. But Marino's already done it. Marino has done it before, so I don't know.
Trick Daddy 2 weeks ago, remember that? That was good.
That was a win.
That was a win. Dwayne Wade today. No, I think it's too...
He owns a piece of the Utah Mammoth. I don't know how that's going to go over.
What is he doing with this whole Utah thing?
He's got it in there, you know? Hockey's booming business right now.
Why is he like Utah so much?
Very lovely.
Well, you can't not have a hockey team in Utah.
with all that damn snow.
I mean, they've had not a hockey team in Utah for a long time.
I know.
Just got there.
I like their team, too. Mammoth. Not as cool as the Yeti, but the Mammoth is cool.
Yeah.
They couldn't beat a Yeti.
I know. Yeti Coolers was all sensitive about it.
Yeah, they totally missed an opportunity with the ukuleles, though.
You're an idiot.
You know, I'm to the point now, Marcos, you don't even have to try to be an idiot. You just random acts of idiocy.
Cap says, keep Waddle away from the Panthers. Waddle swears he's a good luck charm. He was saying that last week. He's like, I'm a good luck charm. I'm like,
yeah, that's what all bad luck charms think.
You think Waddle would stay in the hot tub? I don't know.
Really? He already weighs 180.
Cap says, keep Tua away from, I'm assuming he means the Panthers. He says the Dolphins. I don't know where his true feelings are there.
True.
Tua's drum worthy. I mean, but, you know, let's save Tua for opening night, huh?
Yeah, that's probably best.
Well, first of all, you can't put somebody out there that there's so many mixed feelings about.
I feel like he'd mostly get praised, though. I feel like no one's going to go to a high game. You're all in a good mood. Do you think Tua's going to get booed?
Have you been in them streets?
No.
I've been in them streets. All they want to talk
about. You think it's so low for Tua right now that he's going to get booed? I don't think he's going to get booed.
Nah.
But I just wouldn't. I wouldn't go Dolphins.
Right.
Is a Bobby Lou night? Do we do that? Is it a Bobby Lou night?
Lou?
Roberto Luongo?
You can't keep going to that well, though.
I could always go to Bobby Lou.
He's there.
Come on.
No, I don't agree. I think Bobby Lou's like, first of all, he's a legend.
Yeah.
I feel like it gets everybody fired up, and he's really good at it. He almost broke the drum.
Yeah. Would have been impressive.
I feel like going to Roberto, and the Roberto Luongo, did you see his tweet afterwards?
No, I didn't see it.
What is he doing?
Where he's like favorite player of all time once Marchand was out there.
Oh, wow.
So, I think for me, I would be all for Roberto Luongo.
I see it now. That's funny. Luongo. Okay, but then, like, how do you top Luongo, though? Like, that's
you don't have to worry about top.
Who banged a game 7 last year?
Was that when they dropped out Jack Nicklaus?
Oh, man.
I don't remember.
Someone needs to, like, start an Instagram page with the history of these.
So we need to keep stats of the drum. Drum stats.
I don't care about the Carolina Panthers drum.
Didn't you tell us it was going to be somebody and you were completely wrong?
Totally wrong. I said it was going to be Marcelo Hernandez. It totally was not. And thank God it wasn't.
He could do, I'd be fine with a celebrity doing it like that. I think Ariana Grande's got to do it at one point.
Yeah.
You got to think that they got to bring out
who's gonna lift her to help her?
Stanley. Stanley C.
Luongo did game 7 too horny. Last year.
Luongo did the game 7 last year? Yeah. So do you keep Luongo in the holster?
No.
I think you have
because you're only going to be able to do game 6.
What about Haslam? Haslam did...
it's his birthday.
Look at that. Come on.
But he's working, isn't he? He's on ESPN's covered. I don't know if he's here.
Come on.
Does he go back and forth?
He's got to go
back. I think he's doing every game. Yeah, I think so.
Jack Nicklaus. Get out of here.
That was a ridiculous choice. 100 years old.
Jalen Ramsey come back and bang the drum again.
Tiger Woods, if they go golf, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods would be cool.
There is no, oh my goodness.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger would be the equivalent to having Michael Jordan do it.
If you had Tiger Woods do it, that'd be pretty badass.
What if he bangs it with a golf club?
What about Sylvester Stallone lives down here now?
Stallone.
Or Mike Tyson.
Tyson.
You would have to tippy toe to get over the drum.
Okay. I got your drum. I feel like Mike Tyson, you can't trust to drum. I feel like he could be high as a kite yogi.
Speaking of high as a kite yogi, Masvidal.
Everybody doesn't know Masvidal like that.
Especially Panthers. I think if it was at like a Heat game or a Canes game, it'd be one
right.
thing.
All right.
But I feel like if you could trust Mike Tyson to do it, because he lives in Lake Worth now, that'd be cool. Ooh. Sly would be cool.
What if you brought back one of the Panthers from 97, like Pavel Bure?
He wasn't nothing. You meant Russian Rocket? Nah, I don't know. He's probably with, is he still with Kornikova?
Busy. Busy.
Well, isn't one brother married with Kornikova and the other one's married to the Full House, Candace Cameron?
I don't remember. One of them, yeah, one of them. Well, she's with Iglesias still.
Who?
Kournikova.
Yeah, well, it might be the same one.
I don't remember.
That was with Kournikova and didn't end up marrying.
I think Tiger
Vanilla
Woods.
Vanilla Ice.
You think they could get Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods would be good.
Tiger Woods would be cool.
Coco Gauff.
That would be good. That would be good. Can you get her from France already?
Coco.
Maybe a game four. Game four, I could get her.
Game four.
Ed Jovanovski.
That's what we're going with right there.
Ed Jovanovski's on the broadcast, isn't he? He's busy.
So is Billy Lindsay.
That's what we're going with.
Went to the 1997 team. Those guys are busy.
Yeah, Ed and Billy are both on the broadcast. I mean, like, I'm sure Billy would do it. I'm sure he is. Has Billy done it?
Has Billy done it?
I don't know. I don't know. But I think, yeah, okay, so keep Roberto in the holster.
Yeah.
I think if you go uber celebrity today,
yeah,
Ariana Grande, Tiger Woods,
yeah,
or get Sylvester Stallone's ass down here.
Stallone.
Number one, Coco Gauff, though.
Yeah, but I'm assuming she's, I just think that's too far.
She can take a PJ. She won on Saturday.
A PJ to the Panthers? You don't think she wants to celebrate in France?
No.
No.
They've been there for 2 weeks.
France.
What do you think? It's just a weekend tournament?
How many croissants can she have?
I don't know.
They've been there for damn near a month.
I know Coco is a big Heat fan. I don't know of her as a big, like, Panthers fan. So I don't know if Coco wants to bang the drum. Maybe she wants to celebrate in France.
Oh, you think Kodak Black is...
Kodak Black had sex in a luxury box. He's obviously a huge Panthers fan.
That's true. Hockey gets him horny. Lomberg. Where's Lomberg? Let him bang the drum.
He's in Calgary, I would assume.
Yeah, is that
in poor taste if we bring back the Lamborghini?
Lomberg.
I mean, like, what's the protocol on that, Leroy?
I don't mind.
On what?
If we had Ryan Lomberg come and bang the drum now that he's in Cancun.
No. He
come
ain't
on.
No. Can't bang the drum when you... That's like if I was in Minnesota and I went and banged the drum for the Browns, who were in the playoffs.
But if you won the Super Bowl for the Browns.
Yeah.
I'm still on another team.
Yeah, different division, though.
You know, no.
And Calgary hates Edmonton. That's like a blood rivalry. He's almost like a Panther anyway.
There you go.
No. There's history there. You can't have a current player that plays for another team. That's a no-no. That's against all the rules.
But he's on the cup. Are there different rules if you're on the cup?
He doesn't play for the Panthers.
Yamir Yager, what's he up to?
No. Just horny somewhere.
He's always horny. Yamir.
Oh, it's Doug Plagan's birthday, too.
Doug. Is it really? Happy birthday, yeah. Doug.
Dougie P.
Got his game winner again. Can I hear that call?
Yeah, it was a good call.
If you guys missed it, this was Doug Plagan on the call on Friday night. Double overtime. Brad Marchand evening up the series 1-1.
Then it's Dreisaitl behind the net. Dreisaitl out to Ekholm. It's wide. It's wide. Out to the near point. Out blowing the zone is Marchand. A pass ahead. With Marchand. A breakaway. Hits it. Marchand. Can he tie the series? And he scores! Brad Marchand in overtime. And the Panthers win game 2. 5-4. The series is tied at a game apiece. Brad Marchand.
Wow. That's a great call. He's good.
Notice how the crowd gets so quiet.
They're dead.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, where's your La Bamba now?
Like, that is one of the loudest and quietest crowds I've ever seen, right? Like, when things aren't going their way, they are done.
LB says Marchand's mom. Did you guys see the video of Marchand's mom?
No.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Was she crying?
She's just very intense, and she's like freaking out when they go to her in the crowd. She was adorable.
I think I saw a video of her in Boston, and she seems to have a nice personality.
Take a break. Leroy's game balls, game pucks, and game bums.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next. Ah! Gather around the locker room, ladies and gentlemen. A busy sports weekend. It is time for Leroy Horde to hand out his game balls and game bums.
Boom!
You hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. You're giving me a very dramatic stare.
My game balls go to two people, and that is the two winners of the men and women's French Open.
So that's who gets your game? No, not Marshy.
Both very amazing. Losing the first set. Alcaraz lost the first two sets. And ended up winning in five. Coco Gauff lost the first set, ended up winning in three. The Alcaraz center match lasted 5 hours and almost 30 minutes. So it was unbelievable. He actually had three match points against him. He had to fight through. Pretty amazing and intense. For tennis, it was intense. And I don't know what the hell Sabalenka's doing. Every time she misses a shot, she goes and starts talking to the wall and looking around. I'm like, you hit the shot. Let's go. So they get my, all right. The oh no goes to boxing.
Okay, dude, I gotta stop you here for a second. Okay.
Game ball.
I gotta stop you. It's your bit. It's not all right. Oh no, that's that. We've been doing this a long time. That's the end of the show. And also, can you give him a minus one? I don't care if it's a segment. Minus one.
Minus one.
The fact that Marchand doesn't get the game ball, like I don't even know what you're doing. You're not doing it right. You're just not doing it right. I think you deserve a game bum.
Wait.
Bum.
So I had to choose between a guy in an overtime win in a 7-game series.
Mm-hmm.
In the French Open finals,
mm-hmm.
where both men and women had to come back from deficits.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
What gave you more joy?
Huh?
What gave you more joy?
Well, the Panthers, because it's a local interest.
There you go.
But as far as game ball, right, that was a bigger event.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-mm.
Sure it was.
Mm-mm.
And it's my game ball. How you going to give me a minus one?
You didn't even know what segment it was. You didn't even know.
Minus
one. You mixed it up. I'd have more reprieve if you didn't call it all right. No, no. That's what we're doing in 2 hours.
My game bum goes to boxing.
Bum.
Davis, make your damn weight. I wanted to see a title fight. And I don't know what the hell I got.
You got shenanigans.
Right. So I finally stay up to watch it, and it's not happening. And then they bring up Devin Haney as reason why not to fight. So, yeah, it was just a bad night for boxing.
It was. It certainly was. Disappointing, that's for sure. That's for sure. AJ Greer, by the way, is a go tonight. He will make his series debut.
By the way,
hmm?
People are giving you minus 100.
Hmm? Why?
Minus
because
one.
Timbo deserves some love, too.
Timbo Slice gave it, and also you gave it to Alcaraz first.
I said both got both.
You went Alcaraz first. If you would have gone straight to Coco Gauff, maybe I would have felt different, but your first name that came out of your lips was Alcaraz.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, you want to know who his best friend is?
Who?
Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
Ooh. Leroy.
With friends like that, who needs enemies?
First J Fig goes to Big Face. Now this.
Oh, let's talk about this.
Oh.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about. Hey.
Oh.
Thank you for mentioning that, Frog Boy. What are we to do with?
What are we to do with that? Uh-huh.
Our darling Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
Our sweet, sweet J-Fig, stabbed us in the back.
Stab.
And got joyless Big Face coffee.
Joyless.
Of all the coffee shops she could have gone to.
Look at that.
She goes to Big Face.
Still standing strong.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Mm. Come on. Don't even have good coffee over there.
That's, I mean, like, the Google reviews, terrible.
How far
and
is that
she
place?
Goes to Big Face Coffee?
Big Face.
She had, it probably took her longer to get to Big Face than it does to get to work.
It's very far. Very
wow.
far.
Wow.
I was
hurt. A latte of betrayal.
Had to pee.
Did you hear her explanation?
She says the people that she was with had to pee. So of all that, you could have peed on the outside.
Should have peed on it.
Yeah. That's what I would have done.
Should have peed on it like he did against the Pels.
I like peeing outside, though.
Ridiculous, dude.
What?
Animal nature.
I know you got that coffee.
Yeah.
Go back out now, Jennifer. Coffee.
You don't see that logo from the outside.
Yep. That's not an outside picture. There's no glare.
Hmm. Hmm.
Mm-mm-mm. Wow.
Still never tried it. And I won't.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You want to taste like? Betrayal. Mm-hmm.
Number one flavor.
Big Face Coffee. How could you, Jennifer?
Mm.
Hmm. You want to go to a coffee shop, you go to Nico's Coffee.
Yeah.
That's who you go to.
Nico's. Go to the little window. That's where we get our coffee.
I feel like Nikola Jovic running a food truck. I feel like he could handle that pretty well. Seems friendly.
Yeah.
You need to be a pretty tall food truck.
Hmm. I feel like he'll take no nonsense, too.
What do you think he'd make? Like, what is Serbia famous for?
Wiener schnitzels.
That's Germany.
No. Sorry.
What is it? Potatoes, vodka?
Potatoes and vodka? No way.
That's what potatoes, that's what you make vodka out of, idiot.
Serbian.
Of all the places you claim and you could have gone to pee in the design district, you peed at Big Face Coffee? Not buying it. You guys wanted that coffee.
Look at that.
Shame.
You don't just go to the design district.
I could see Jennifer on her tour right now.
Yeah.
Hey, see that coffee spot? Jimmy Butler owns that. You guys want to go check it out?
Yeah, you want to go check it out? Maybe he'll be in there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fig.
He's there all right.
He was on the way to where?
Making one-legged espresso.
Oh, now all of a sudden she's Justin Timberlake,
walking
Cry Me a River.
Furniture stores.
We were walking to some furniture store and it was on the way, Cry Me a River. Okay, so now you admit it.
Ah.
So now you admit it.
Ah.
I'm glad we got around to it.
Yep.
First denial, then acceptance. Who you know what you did.
Walk around for furniture stores. I'm not buying it.
All the you know where you could pee?
Yeah.
In the furniture store.
It's true. Try out the toilets.
I worked in a furniture store for years. We had places people could pee.
Mm-hmm. First thing I do when I go to a furniture store, take a dump in all the toilets.
Trust me, I've been there.
She said there were no bathrooms there.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
Because you seem to know the lay of the land.
You could, listen.
Like, she makes it sound like she made an announcement. Hey, guys. This is the last place you can pee before you go to the furniture store.
You definitely could pee in a furniture store. You wanted Big Face Coffee because you needed the sweet taste of betrayal.
Wait, it was a showroom for Dolce & Gabbana. Isn't it a Gabbana?
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's what happens when you lie, Leroy. The details get squirrely.
Yeah, look at that.
Squirrel. I know that she got Big Face Coffee because she's lashing out. And a classic JFig guilt move is lashing out. So just admit that you had one of his lattes.
What she does.
And we can move on. We can move on.
Why? Why is she yelling at me? I'm the only one that... Oh, now she's lashing out at me.
Yeah, see? I told Leroy, what did I tell you?
All right, Dolce & Gabbana.
Lash.
You know? Don't tell Pat Riley that you had that coffee.
Y'all lash out? I'm a lash.
What about Eric Spoelstra banging the drum?
I'd be cool with that.
You like that?
Okay. I'd be cool with that.
You okay with that?
Absolutely.
I don't think he's in this country right now.
We just saw him in a Marlins game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you could spot him because nobody was there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Take a break. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.